Yes, it's this is a conference that takes place in Amsterdam every year, and it used to be a purely broadcast conference, but of course now it's a much broader conference covering the regular TV and the OTT and all of the things that we are discussing here. This is a conference that they have a conference and they have exposition. So I'm trying to show you the highlights of this conference that takes part in last September. By coincidence, one of the first topics that I'm talking about here is exactly is about ultra-high definition. Ultra-high definition means 4K and 8K. 4K is five times high definition resolution, and 8K is 16 times high definition resolution. But what's new in this last conference was that the high definition is not only, ultra-high definition is not only anymore higher resolution, it's also higher dynamic range, higher frame rate, and wider gamma color. So this is the discussion that has been discussing at this conference. This window this is the, I don't know if it's possible to see the difference, but the idea is showing that this ultra high definition quality is going to be much, much higher, and just not higher, more pixels, but better color, higher dynamic range, and frame rate, and so more pixels, right? Higher frame rate, which is very good for sports, right? Of course, and better color, wider gamma color, and this is of course. Telling about more pixels, more resolution, faster pixels, less blur, and better color, of course, better looking. And this is a kind of demonstration of the real world, this real world here, measuring in the luminance from zero to black, completely black to sunlight in candles per square meter. And the visual, of course, we were not able to see the whole range of this luminance, but the vision adapts itself according to the day or to the night. When you look, your vision adapts yourself to X amount of contrast. And the point is, the existing TV is very, very limited to the higher resolution. Higher dynamic range is just from 100 to 500 nits,
and movies
same. So the biggest point is how should be the future of TV, considering this dynamic range. And this was the discussion, and at this conference. And this is a typical scene of, for example, at this scene here you have. The blacks about 0.8 nits, and outside scenes 6,000 nits. So nowadays, no existing cameras and no existing displays are able to show this picture. So entirely in the contrast, and this is the discussion that the new technology will be able, both from the camera shooting to the display. They will be able to show this amount of dynamic range, which is much, of course, is much better than existing technology. About color, this is the standard of color nowadays. This is block here in volume, and this is the new proposal. So a scene like this wouldn't be able to watch, or is not able to be watched as it is in the existing displays, but in the new proposal for the display and cameras, this kind of scene will be able to be watched. And of course, everything is not for free. High resolution, you need four times high definition, regular high definition resolution. Higher frame rate, if you double, you double the bandwidth. Color volume, you need also more bits for color. And the dynamic range, you also need higher, more bits for that. So that means that the bandwidth for showing this new high resolution, higher frame rate, and higher dynamic range, the bandwidth for this kind of video is about 30, 40, 50% more, even though you use the new technology for compression. So this means that it's for the existing broadcasters, it's impossible to use this kind of improvement for cable, for multi-channels media, like cable, like satellite. This is, they are going to have troubles to show this kind of quality. And this is good for OTT, because OTT in the broadband, you'll be able to, as Netflix is already exercising that, is going to show a better quality. So this is, this technology, this higher resolution, a higher frame rate, better color, it seems to be more available, better for OTT than comparing to the standard traditional broadcasters in the market. So this, I think this is an interesting point in favor of the OTT distribution. Another topic that was discussed at this conference, and NHK showed their roadmap, because NHK is planning to start broadcasting 8K in 2020. They are going to start their testing in the next year in the Olympics, and the idea is starting commercially the distribution 8K in 2020 by satellite in Japan. And of course, they also are planning to start to add higher resolution, wider camera gala in 8K content. And another topic that NHK showed is I found interesting. That is a kind of what they call hypercast. Hypercast is a combination of a broadcast and content for through broadband in the same device using 8K display, which means that you may have in the same display content coming from broadcast way over the air or by cable or satellite, and content, same content, content in complement to what we're watching in the same display. And this is an example here of a 8K display where you have a regular broadcast being 8K showing in part of the video, and the remaining content are up to the user through receiving through broadband connection. So in this case, you have specific cameras, unique cameras, showing some details that was coming from broadband, some statistics. So you may combine content being broadcast and content specifically chosen by the user receiving by broadband connection in the same display. So this is something that they are exercising already in HD, but they think that in HK world, this is going to be much richer in content and quality. They call hypercast this. The things about OTT, OVT, all the things, of course, in this conference, you had a lot of discussions, and I list here what I found one of most interesting topics. I don't know, somebody here from BT? BT announced that they acquired exclusively the Premier League of Football in UK, and they are going to show this in a specific channel, OTT channel, for their subscribers. So I put this because for me it's the first time a regular telecom company is working as a broadcaster. So they are having the right sport, they have their studios, they have the tracks, they have the commentators, they are really producing a sport and distributing their sport to their viewers. This is, I found interesting. The Netflix view also, they were there, and the CEO of Netflix had some statement there that was very interesting. He found that in 2 decades, traditional broadcast will be over. The future will be in iPad. Of course, it's debatable, but this is what he said. And Netflix is already, as you know, they are producing their original content more and more. And Netflix is also introducing in their content, in their programs, this kind of new technology, higher resolution, higher frame rate. So they are already exercising higher quality than you are able to watch on a regular broadcast, traditional TV. Also, HBO announced the channel or OTT channel exclusively to the subscriber, and so they are coming from, they are living, or not living, but they are competing against the regular multi-channel broadcasters, delivering HBO exclusively for the subscribers, their subscribers. I chose here to show the Sling TV because Sling TV as an OTT, they just started this year in US, but they are, their parents are Dish Company. So apparently Dish Company is a regular cable company, is creating an OTT that is competing against themselves. So it's a kind of cannibalizing their own business. And I found this interesting because it's a good example of the OTT coming and competing against the regular cable companies. And their focus are cord cutters, cord never, and people that want to supplement what they have. They are focused on premium content, high quality content. And what the CEO said, that usually they're millennium, they call millennials, right? The people who are starting watching this, signing or subscribing this Sling TV, they start, most of the time they start viewing content, premium content in the mobile devices, and they finish watching it on TV. And according to him, the linear TV, like a broadcaster, and the tendency is remaining with the news, live news, sport, and live events. This is what, according to his opinion, is the future of the content in the regular traditional broadcasters. Live news, live sport, and live events. And the remaining content is going to be in on-demand business. And this is the profile of their subscribers so far. The younger, more educated, so this kind of people that are, according to the CEO, the initial subscribers of Sling TV. And some other things like Yahoo and NFL, maybe you know about that, right? NFL, they signed agreement about distributing NFL by Yahoo ads, based on advertisement. The BBC Three has been off the air and being exclusively on the internet. And they are starting a new channel just using shortly content. The original premium content, they are, of course, they still are the most important things. The applications are replacing more and more browser, and a lot of them mentioned that the geographic rights are one of the most biggest trouble for distributing existing content, because of course we are used to regular broadcasters, traditional broadcasters, and traditional cable. All of them have their dealing with geographic distribution, and now, in the new distribution, rights, geographic rights is a big trouble, and they have to negotiate. It's not easy to negotiate all the content to be distributed geographically. Some other topics, mobile, a lot of discussion concerning mobile, and something that I think everybody knows about this is this guy is the CEO of ARM, and ARM is the designer of microprocessor that is a lot, that is in most of the mobile device nowadays. And he did a speech there, and he talked about the replacing of voice by data. This is everybody knows about that, right? In 10 years, it's completely changed from voice into data, video, right? This is another topic he talked about was the LTE broadcast. That is means that regular LTE 4G and coming 5G in a specific area, like in a stadium, for example, they change into a broadcast. So the people inside the stadium will be able to watch the highlights or even the game in their mobile devices in a broadcast model. As soon as they finish the game, they come back to the regular POA communication, LTE communication system. And IoT, of course, is a lot of things about IoT and the increasing consumption in bandwidth demanded by IoT in the future. Spectrum, a lot of discussion about spectrum, because it's, as you know, in a lot of different places, regions in the world, all the spectrum allocated by analog TV is moving into LTE. And in some countries, like in the US, for example, there is a big proposal from FCC that the whole spectrum of TV should move into LTE. And of course, in Europe, a lot of different countries are different discussions. In Brazil, for example, we have 7% of people watching TV over the air, so we cannot consider this proposal, but there is a big discussion concerning this spectrum allocation in different regions of the world. And there is a new standard, several proposals for new standard for broadcast on the, over the air, already considered new technologies. ATSC 3.0 is one of the proposals, of course, but this, you need a spectrum for that. Without spectrum, no way to start new technology, right? So everything was discussed at this conference. Another big change is inside the production TV infrastructure. That so far we had the SDI standard, even SD and the HD standard, and now everything is moving to IP infrastructure. This is a big change, big challenge for TV infrastructure, because we had a standard, one standard for SDI all over the world, and moving into IP, we don't have a standard. There is several proposals, several different companies proposing different standards, and I don't know if it's going to reach one standard. I don't believe it. This is going to happen. I think we are going to live with several standards. This is a big, big change for the TV market, that living with several different standards for different companies. And last, we had a company, this IMBM, that is a company that have some different members, like broadcasters, producers, manufacturers. They have a bunch of surveys, and this is something that just to illustrate. And for the broadcast and media technology priority nowadays are, of course, dealing with multi-platform delivery. Everybody is worried about delivering their content through different channels, different ways. And of course, 4K is one of the topics, and high definition, all those things. And the purchase decisions, of course, they are more concerned about more efficiency and total cost. They are moving also from this buying replacement boxes into boxes that are being replaced. Large engineering group, everybody, all the companies used to have large engineering group. and now they are changing to more agile and less people, less technicians, and they are moving from higher quality video into high and value shift grade content. So this is according to the survey. And these companies, they have to deal nowadays with all these kind of things. They have to deal with different definitions from SD into ultra high definition, different frame rate, different dynamic range, different color, different gamut, visual dimensions, different audio multi-channels, audio multi-objects, displays technology that's changing a lot. So nowadays, the management of these producers are much more complex than before because they have to deal with all these kind of different aspects and formats that is in the market. And this is another survey that is, I don't think this is new, right? Of course, in pay TV, young age are less interest in newspaper. So young ages are more interested in video streamings and music. And some topics about terrestrial, they are losing bandwidth, satellite. All this new content demanding more bandwidth are problems for terrestrial, satellite, and cable. And this is data about money, right? The total money, global money in pay TV, in the commercial TV. Of course, you see this subscriber VOD is still very low. And this is where Netflix and the others are there, still very low compared to the traditional media. That's it. This is what I found as highlights. This is a highlight of this conference in Amsterdam. I don't know if you from BT have some comments about BT movement into this.
So one thing I would say was that a lot of the delivery of TV through our network is increasingly over the existing copper network. So one of the things that's really enabled this has been technologies that allow you to drive traditional copper networks at much higher speeds. So hundreds of megabits down what were, you know, previously they're like 8 megabit type links using things like G.fast. And that's really changed the marketplace over there for the video competition. So it's very dynamic for us. I think the challenge for us has been that historically, if you go back 20 years ago, the telcos were in the TV business, and it was only in the UK regulatory intervention that moved us out of it. So BT ran a lot of the cable networks in the 70s and 80s, but the government effectively split those two up, and it's been
I understood it's exclusive, right? Right, exclusive right, right? Yes.
I think one observation also, I was at IBC and BBC talked about, and I heard Al Jazeera talk about as well, and you alluded to that, which is the to be less on the engineering side and more on the agile and the production and the content is both, and I found that really very interesting, two separate sessions at separate times. BBC and Al Jazeera talked about the cloud and the concept of the broadcasting as a service, which is really, and also BBC talked about the conversion to IP and they're starting to roll out, and I think only way they could do it very successfully is reliant less and less on engineering and moving on to the cloud, which is an opportunity for BT and other carriers in their markets as well.
Yeah, for us, I'm from television, of course, moving from regular television technology, broadcast technology into IP is a big change because you are more soft-based, of course, and the reliability of the old-fashioned TV equipment were much higher than existing reliability of IT technology. But so we have to deal with much more. The reliability is a big difference, and you have to have a very high reliability in the regular.
I guess we heard that ESPN is trying that and successfully doing so, and BBC is moving that direction, so certainly that's the...
So lunch is ready, and we ought to go to. Thank you very much. We will reconvene at 1:45. If you look at the schedule, that's slightly less than an hour, but I'm sure you can eat this food in less than an hour. And for something completely different, we're going to talk about issues related to measurement, and we will have a series, I think, of very interesting talks. 1:45. Do be prompt.